Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fence.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look here.
They don't want this money!
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him.
You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube if you want for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is a great day.
Yeah.
The day of birth for one Leroy Horde.
And Sophie Tobin.
Happy birthday, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. Got up this morning, not a cloud in the sky.
You do anything unhealthy for yourself? You get like some dandy donuts or something? Like
no,
anything out of the ordinary?
I just go, if I'm going to do donuts, Krispy Kreme. That's it.
Yeah.
If I can't have Krispy Kreme, then I'll pass on donuts.
Still great, right? Still great. Still classic.
Yep. Sometimes, second fiddle doesn't matter. Like, I've tried the fancy donuts. Nope. Still go back to Krispy Kreme.
Have to. You know?
And that light got to be on.
Of course.
It pains me to drive by Krispy Kreme and have a taste for Krispy Kreme and the light's not on.
Yeah. Well, would you even go? I might as well go to a gas station and get the Krispy Kreme. Yeah,
I might as well get the Krispy Kremes from Publix or Walmart. Right? No, Krispy Kreme, they're everywhere now.
Shmeeth and Shmolnik also surprisingly wishing you a happy birthday. He said, again with the birthday nonsense.
Happy birthday, Leroy.
I tell you what, don't take for granted. Like, you know, we just saw, a basketball player, 29 years old.
Oh, dude, that was crazy, yeah.
Crazy.
Brandon Clark from the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Take
it for granted. We laugh and we joke and we have a good time, but be happy you get to enjoy another one.
Yeah, no doubt. Him and then Jason Collins. Yeah.
Yep.
That's crazy. But then I'm happy. I hope you have a good day. I did make good on Sophia's birthday. I did take her to Cali Coffee this morning.
Glad to hear.
Well, at that point, you kind of backed yourself into a corner after all of the silly sauce yesterday.
I got it for her. I got it for her friend. And then she got a birthday cake pop. So,
We did
all right. She did all right, Brittany. All right. We're good now.
I'm just glad that she was all right. Did you tell her that we were on her side?
No, I would never tell her that I talked about her on the radio. That would go poorly for me.
Oh, it would go really bad for you. Make it worse.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't need to make it worse for myself.
And anytime Tommy listens to the radio, he comes with receipts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's fact-checking his dad.
Nobody calls you that.
Nobody calls you that. We don't do that at home.
Shut up. Oh, man. All right. So let's start off. Give us some birthday weather, Leroy. Brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season. Visit tornadoroofing.com for a free roof and window estimate. How's that weekend looking?
As I said earlier, it's not a cloud in the sky, not a breath of wind. It looks like a beautiful day other than the heat. Yeah. It's been warm the last few days. It's going to be a heater. It's pretty amazing. As hot as it's been down here, I'm watching the PGA Championship, and they got to wear a sweater because the mornings have started off, I want to say, 50s.
Really?
Yeah. So that's pretty amazing to watch golf somewhere else in this country, and they're wearing sweaters because it's chilly. No, they're like, well, Jim, I wonder if the ball's going to travel as much because it's a little bit chilly out here. And I'm like, chilly?
Man, that's crazy.
We haven't hit 50 in 2 months.
Do you have the tournament up there anywhere, or you got to go to just follow it on the scoreboard right now?
No, it doesn't come on TV until 2.
Ah.
And I don't like when you watch it online, like they do the thing that I hate and I'd rather not watch golf is they do the groups.
So
they follow one group for the whole round.
Yeah.
And then you have the groupings. They do that with the Masters. Like the Masters does whole, you can go holes and watch everybody.
I think it's showing it, dude. I'm on ESPN right now. I think they're showing everything.
Is there early coverage?
Yeah. I think if you go to ESPN.com, I think you can watch it.
Yeah.
They got nothing to show.
They got nothing.
They got nothing. What are they going to show? Another episode of First Take? We get it.
We get it. That give them, they get the day off when there's action.
I know, but wanted that Marlins game buried yesterday. Oh my God. Oh my
goodness. Like, welcome back. Like, did he throw every strike he threw got hit 400 feet.
Braxton Garrett got lit up yesterday, and then nobody really supported on the offensive side of things. They got they lost 9-1 yesterday, the Marlins.
That's the most amazing thing to me. Like, I get the pitching. That'll happen. Sometimes they see your pitch as well. I get that. But the fact is, we got to flip a coin on whether the team's going to score runs or even hit the ball. Like that part is, I think, the most frustrating part early on in the year because, like, they've lost already, what, 2-1, 3-2? Like 3-0 to where, like, and then he'll score 7 runs.
Yeah, they got annihilated in this series. And, you know, the thing that's been frustrating is it's hard to get a read on if they're just, I mean, they just may be plain old young and mediocre. Like, they're not an embarrassment.
Well, they're average because what happens is when you're average, there's no consistency. Like,
right.
It's up and down, ebbs and flows. You might have a week where, you know, you're knocking the cover off the ball. And then you'll go the following week when everybody gets excited and nobody can hit the ball.
Do you think, because today they take on the Rays, and I don't know if you've looked lately, but the Rays are in first place again. That's just what they do. You know, the Rays, you know, everybody talks about the Marlins payroll and, oh, they're going to spend. Hey, guess what? The Rays are back at it again ahead of the Yankees. That's what the Rays do.
Right.
And do you think that, like, they laugh at Peter Bendix when they come in and they're like, oh, Peter, how come you don't have your team in first place with a shoestring budget?
You know how I look at it? I look at it as the Rays looking down at Peter Bendix going, I remember those days. Everybody mocked us and made fun of us. We knew what we were doing.
Either that or like, I picture it almost like an MIT convention. It's not even baseball. You know, right. Like the old school baseball. Right. It was like, oh, you'd have guys scratching their junk and spitting out tobacco. And now it's like, oh, Peter, have you not figured out Vorp?
I figure at this meeting of the minds, they don't even know why they're meeting. Like, they're meeting about so many numbers. They go, what sport are we meeting about again? Baseball. Yeah, that's it, baseball.
Have you guys developed stitch spin rate? How many stitches does the pitcher hold on to? And the spin. Prospects.
That's the craziest thing when they start talking about that stuff, like spin rate and all this. I'm like, give me a guy who throws a hundy with a little movement. Yeah, I'll figure out spin rate after that.
We're slowly eliminating the humans. We have Robotic Strike Zone. Soon, we will just play with eSim Sports. Prospects.
That's what they can't wait for.
Oh, yeah.
They just want to eliminate everybody. The Rays and Marlins just want this to be a video game. Anyway, headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your price. Cito at Doral Kia. Visit Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. The Marlins will start that three-game series with the Rays tonight. Rays 28-14 on the season. Marlins 20-24. Yep, they're good. Told you.
They're good. Like, it's just amazing. Like, if you went to, I'd say a Marlins fan, and said, name a Ray. Yeah. Any Ray.
Yeah, name a Ray.
Name a Ray. We could go to almost every team. Even if you're not a big baseball fan, and you can name a player, mm-hmm. name a Ray.
Yep. Are you asking me to name a Ray?
I mean, could you? You could.
Evan Longoria. He's Rocco Baldelli.
But you understand, like, it's the craziest thing.
Well, they had the guy, Randy Rosarena. I remember he was on the Rays, but now he's on the Mariners. Remember right. him. Caminero. I think he's on the Rays. I know him.
Right.
I don't know who this pitcher is we're facing today.
If you ask anybody in baseball, name a Marlin, Sandy Alcantara.
Yeah.
Right? Like, right away.
If I told you Jesse Schlotens. Is that a real Ray, or did I make that name up?
That's a real Ray because you can't pronounce the name.
I can't pronounce his name.
Yeah. But is that in sports, is there not, like, I don't care how bad a team is, right? In any sport, we can name a player on that team.
The Sass twins, Schmeathen and Dade South. Ray Lucas. Ray Charles. Bastards. Billy Ray Cyrus. Timbo Slice, Sugar Ray.
Like, it's like that right there means that you are way into numbers.
Right?
If we can't name a Ray.
Now batting for the Rays, the Pythagorean theorem.
Like, if I said Pittsburgh Pirates, they are decent
Skeens. Yeah, Skeens.
Right.
O'Neal Cruz.
Right. Like, that's it. That might be, in all of sports, the biggest, like, the craziest piece of information. Like, I can't name a Ray.
How much does that have to infuriate the Yankees? Like, all the money they're spending and the Rays are just sitting here. And, like, this, their first baseman's salary is kicking their ass.
Right. And he wants to go back to the Mets. Right?
Oh, man.
Regrets taking $700 million.
Oh, I don't know about that.
He says, hold up.
Hold up. That's a lot of money.
He'll make that work.
All right, we'll take a break. The Dolphins released their schedule yesterday. We'll take a look at it.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Did we lose the birthday boy?
Yeah, I was going to say, where did the birthday boy go?
What's going on with his internet lately?
Yeah, if it's his internet again, he needs to do something about that.
The hell's going on with Davey? His internet's been so good for so long. It's been weird. It's been a weird thing, though.
Fiber.
Strange. Yeah, I got rid of AT&T a long time ago. Xfinity, I know people complain about them. And certainly one time they left me without internet for a long time because a squirrel bit through the box. So that left me without internet for like a good week plus. And you can't get any people on the phone anymore. But I will say, when the internet's cranking, the internet's cranking. So good for them. I'll immediately have terrible internet today. I know how that works after bragging about it. Did you watch yesterday, Brittany? Did you see the Dolphins' schedule reveal?
Did
you see what they did?
I did.
Did you like the schedule reveal?
No, not really.
All right. Well, listen, you're honest. I want, like, what did you not like about it?
I don't know. I just thought it was kind of corny. I found actually a lot of the schedule release videos quite corny.
Everybody's trying too hard, yeah?
They are trying too hard. My favorite one was actually the Titans. I thought that was really funny.
Oh, that was funny. I did see that one.
I thought that was original and really funny and like not so like crafted and just like over the top for no reason.
Yeah, if you guys didn't see the Titans one, what they did was they basically did Man on the Street and they had their social media guy go up to people and they went to like somebody with glasses and he looked like Woody Johnson and they're just like, hey, Woody Johnson. And the guy's like, what? And then they like just freeze frame him and Woody Johnson. And they do the same thing for Fernando Mendoza. They find a kid who looks like Fernando Mendoza. They had one guy who was just wearing a Myles Garrett jersey who looked nothing like Myles Garrett. And they made that the Browns. That was funny. I did enjoy that.
Yeah. Cause it's like you're in Broadway in a city where there's so many tourists. Like that's a fun way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But other ones. Yeah. I thought the Mr. Ross thing was just kind of corny.
You know what it felt like? Felt like a team that has no face to it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's what it felt like.
And even like the players that they chose, you're just like, who is this?
What did they do? It was last year the year they did the dumb thing where they did fastest schedule release of all time and they just had Cheetah and Devon Achane next to each other and it was just like, whoop,
I think
and
so.
You couldn't even
yeah.
see the schedule. I think that was last year. That was also stupid. I think it was like, look, if you guys didn't see it, here's what the Dolphins did. The Dolphins, you know, basically had a person drive up and then park in a spot that says Mr. Ross. And what they did was they went to all the Dolphins and they're like, hey, Mr. Ross wants to see you. And it was like, oh, and they all were like a little bit like, oh, why does the boss want to see me? And why are all these cameras here? This is strange. And so they walk into the office and it is Rick Ross. it is the boss, Ricky Rose. And he is there sitting at a table that says Rick Ross. And he doesn't even really talk about the schedule. He's just like, hey, what are you going to do this year for Dade County? And Greg Dulcich is like, we're going to try hard, Ricky Rose. And they're like, that's what I like to hear.
Yeah, that's the thing. It just had nothing to do with the actual schedule.
Right. It was just a skit. It was just, hey, we're going to do a fun play here on Mr. Ross. And that's it. It really didn't have anything to do with the schedule at all. And then at the end, Stephen Ross has to make a cameo and he goes, what did you think about doing my job, Ricky Rose?
Why do I feel like he wasn't joking about that?
Yeah, no, I don't either. So, yeah, it was fine. It wasn't like the worst one I've seen. That was Trevor Lawrence getting a haircut. But yeah, it was I'm with you. It should be about the schedule release. It should be about the schedule release. I like the I'm a sucker for the Simpsons. I like the Colts doing the Simpsons.
Yeah, that was cool. Which one else did I like? I like the Rams one. That one was kind of interesting. It was very intricate.
I don't think I saw that one.
The Rams one was good. I loved the Jets. They did like the paint video. Have you ever seen like those like satisfying videos on Instagram or TikTok where it's like they get the paint and they mix the colors?
Like Bob Ross?
No, it's not like Bob Ross.
I mean, I like satisfying things.
It's like a satisfying video. So they got like they mixed paints together and it was like whatever color they mixed was the team that they were playing, which I thought was like satisfying. It was really entertaining to watch.
Croquetta King says the haircut for Trevor Lawrence made him look worse, if that's even possible. He's got a very big face. And I, you know, I'm sure he got the approval of Mrs. Lawrence. You know, maybe she was tired of him taking too long to get his hair done. But that's his thing. Like, I can't. You're Trevor Lawrence. Like, you lose the hair. That's your thing.
Yeah, it is. It's like aura lost hair.
It's not like thinning. You know, it's not like he's losing any. He's got a gorgeous mane. Why is he doing that?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Is it true though? Like, did he actually get a haircut?
I think he did get a haircut. I know they trolled on it earlier in the year, and I think it was like an April Fool's joke. I think he actually did get his haircut. C. Dallas says, just saw the video. It's cute. Whatevs. Yeah, you know, whatevs, dude. But the Dolphins schedule, kind of, you know, people were saying, oh, this is going to be the second hardest schedule of the in the NFL. And I got to say, pretty tough schedule. I mean, like, it's a tough schedule. It's a tough start to the schedule. You know, they get a little bit of a, I mean, they're starting with two road games. They play two home games before November. And I'm like, what? Because it goes Las Vegas, San Francisco, home opener against Kansas City. By the way, I'm doing a hit in Kansas City today on Kansas City Radio. I don't know what they want me to say. They're like, hey, how are you doing? This is 92.5, the Chief in Kansas City. I don't know what it's called, to be honest with you. And they're like, hey, we're having everybody on for a schedule release to talk, about each game. And I was like, why don't you just play That's a Win, That's a Loss? Like, that's how you're supposed to do it when the schedule comes out. But whatever, I'm good. So I'll be on the hit there. So they got the Chiefs to open up the season. Then they go to Minnesota. Which I guess that's, we don't know how hard a game that's going to be. You know, Minnesota has got a lot of questions. And then Joe Burrow is here before the bye week. And then they got to go to New York to take on the Jets. But that's a lot of road games, plus an early bye this year before they get to the Patriots at home. So, yeah, a lot of road games early on to start the season for the Miami Dolphins. But not an easy start. A lot of road trips. And by the way, not exactly like you're going to get to use that hot weather to your advantage in many of these games.
Right. A lot of them are in the fall. and you're on the road, so you're up there or wherever.
You good, buddy? What happened?
I don't know. So I've still been messing with Chrome, and it asked me if I wanted to refresh Chrome. I didn't realize that.
Oh, it'll crash out. Usually goes fast, though.
That everything reset.
Mm.
So I look at the schedule differently, right? There's five teams. Look at the top five teams with the five easiest schedules. Two of those teams are going to make the playoffs. One of those teams are going to go on a run, and we're going to think they turned it around, but it's because they have the easiest schedule. Right? Kind of very similar to New England coming out of nowhere. We knew they'd be better. But did you think they'd win that many games last year?
No, obviously not. No.
Right. But they had the easiest schedule in football. And when they got to the playoffs, it showed. Because all of the things that they could get away with playing those teams that weren't any good came to bite him in the ass. That means they couldn't protect Drake May.
The five easiest schedules, according to ESPN, Browns
is the easiest schedule.
Saints,
uh-huh.
Bengals,
mm-hmm.
Falcons, mm-hmm. Colts.
Three of those teams have new coaches. So that means that they might be 7-2, 7-3. Before teams have enough film to adjust to them because they have a new coach, new offense, new whatever, right? So there's that. Now, you can go one step further. Of those teams, who has a quarterback?
Tyler Shuck showed some things last year.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. You got
Joe Burrow, if he's healthy.
Yep, you got Joe Burrow, and you got, are we going with Atlanta?
I mean, Atlanta, we assume they're going to start with Michael Penix. It sounds like he's going to be ready.
Right.
But him and Tua. By the way, Tua, We don't know if he'll get snaps, but the Dolphins are playing the Falcons. No surprise, they are playing the Falcons in the preseason this year.
You know, everybody, they did it on TV last night, the get back game.
Did they made that one of them, the preseason?
No, I'm saying that they showed all the games where either the coaches or a player were playing their former team.
Well, so the Dolphins have back-to-back.
Versus, huh?
Dolphins have back-to-back of those, but it's not till December. So I don't know. We'll right. see how excited we are for that. But they're at Lambeau. They're cold. They're at Lambeau. It's an afternoon game right now, but at Lambeau, late December, December 20th.
Hey, let me tell you something about that. Cold. It needs to warm up to be cold that time of year.
Man.
Right? No. I'm serious.
I believe you.
It how cold is it? I'm like, it needs to warm up 15 degrees to get too cold.
Let me see. What
was it? That would go average temperature and snowfall in Green Bay in December.
December 2020. All right. So last year. All right, last year the temperature range on December 20th, 2025 was 34 degrees high with a low of 16.
Right.
Snowfall was significant.
Dude.
No.
I'm telling you, listen, this is how we know as a player, this is how you know where you're going and what the weather's going to be like. Because they put you on the runway. Like you're getting ready to take off, and then they come and de-ice you.
Jeez.
Right? So if you're getting de-iced, like right on the runway, it's cold.
So they got that.
Usually they do it by the gate.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They got the Packers, and then the week after that, the McDaniel revenge game. Mike McDaniel and the Chargers come to town on the 27th.
Well, listen, for
very juicy December.
For Dolphins fans, I would say buckle up, because they're a better team. And so it's easy to get some payback when you're on a better team and you're not a team trying to get there.
Oh, but it would be so great to knock them out. If that's like a crushing blow for the playoffs and the Dolphins can
win that game. God, absolutely. Because you know what? We can project what we think here, and I don't necessarily – pick games, but I look at like stuff like that. But football going football, right? So that means out of the blue, as bad as we think Arizona is, they're gonna beat somebody. Like, you go, what? It's gonna happen.
And short week for not a short week. I apologize. They get 10 days going into that for Chargers. All right.
So they play on Thanksgiving.
No, they play. When is Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving, that seems early for Thanksgiving. No, they're off Thanksgiving week. So like they play the 17th and then they get 10 days off till the Dolphins game.
Okay.
But for the Dolphins, yeah, if you just go by last year, that's a tough December, dude. December at Denver, hosting the Bears. At Green Bay, hosting Chargers, hosting Bills, and then on the road in New England. We'll see how good they are by then. But
that is what? Is it all playoff teams?
I think everybody – did the Chargers make the playoffs last year?
I think
so. They did, right? Yeah, that's all playoff teams.
So your whole December of where you would like to get to and be your strongest has the strongest schedule. So, but, you know, there's a – here's what we failed, and here's what we don't do in football. Every year, 5 to 6 teams, new teams, go to the playoffs. That's a fact. Okay? When we go into this year, we're going to just assume that all the teams that made the playoffs, we're going to give them excuses to take that next step. However, because of the circumstances of last season, they might not have been there yet. So I've told you, I don't think New England's going to make the playoffs. I just don't. They had the easiest schedule, and when they got to the playoffs, they were barely competitive. The only reason why they were is because, for some reason, every team they played lost a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't have made the Super Bowl if Denver had their quarterback.
Right. Circumstances put them in the right position, and they took advantage of it. That being said, you can always go to the NFC South and pick a new team.
Probably. Right. I mean, the Panthers won it last year.
Right. You can go to the AFC South. Like, Houston, you know, we thought Houston had a chokehold on it. But really? They got some...
Jacksonville's good. You had a good start by the Colts. Now, you do have, I mean, Daniel Jones coming off an Achilles tear.
Right. But again, so... there's a lot of situations in just what the records are or whatever. But always think about this. You have a better chance of picking or not picking records, but picking which five or six teams are going to be in and which five or six teams are going to be out. And everything else will take care of itself.
Five hardest schedules according to ESPN. 28, the Chiefs. 29, the Packers. 30, Arizona. 31, the Miami Dolphins. And then the Chicago Bears have the hardest schedule, according to ESPN.
So you were terrible last year, and your reward is the second toughest schedule.
Yes.
That's how you go on the run of not making the playoffs.
Yes.
That
Patriots have six toughest, just for the record.
Right. That being said, the confusion and the chaos that happens in football when things, you know, when football happens, right? Like, everybody's just assuming, making assumptions that the Rams are going to be good and the Chargers are going to be good. I mean, you can make that. I mean, the Rams are always there. Some would question if the Rams were the best team in football last year.
The Rams are going to be good again. Unless Matthew Stafford's washed, which he's not. But like, he's
not. No. Right. Correct.
Their defense is good. They added, you know, they add to the offense. They traded for a cornerback. Like, they're going to be good.
Right.
It would be stunning if they stunk.
The Chargers. What do we think Kansas City is going to be? I think that might be one of the tougher divisions in the league.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, are the Raiders going to be any good?
I have no
idea. I'm still
That's a sold. Must win for the Dolphins week one if they want to be respectable.
I'm still sold that Mendoza won't be the starter week one.
Nah, you're wrong. Okay. We're facing Mendoza.
Would we like to put a little lunch wager on it?
I don't really care that much about it, but if you want to, sure. I just think that he is.
There's nothing more better when you feel a certain way and you're willing to bet anything. Like, then we get you to eat some street bird.
Yeah.
Dress up like what did you dress up as?
An elf, a kangaroo, a lot of things.
Kangaroo.
Goran Dragic. I drafted we bet dressing up like a dragon. If Goran was going to be on the Heat, he never did.
Right.
But yeah, he's Evan 11 says, you know how Mendoza's not starting? No Raiders primetime games. Yeah, the Dolphins are one of five teams. No primetime games.
Is that amazing? But that here. I always thought that every team had to play on Thursday or Monday. I guess they changed that rule.
I think they changed it. Like, all the schedule's all over the place, dude.
And you know why? Because the money that these television contracts are bringing in, they probably went into the meeting and said, hey, paying all this money, don't give us no duds.
That's got to be crazy, though. The last two number one picks get no – that because that used to be like a prime time. The early prime time, like, layup for those bad teams, everybody wants to see the number one pick. And the last two number one picks, they don't have any prime time games. No Jets, no Cardinals, no Dolphins, no Titans, no Raiders. So no right. Cam Ward, no Fernando Mendoza.
Well, and again, that's because the money spent on these games, nobody wants – who cares?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So – that'll be interesting. There's, again, I think the most wide open division might be the AFC North.
Because you think Lamar's like, you think that team's just not as good?
I'm always a little weary of a coach that's had a player for a substantially long time. And then a new coach comes in. A lot of times he'll listen to the player as far as what he would like to do and not what's best, you know, for them to win.
Mm-hmm.
So those conversations and how you figure out, okay, how is my offense going to fit with this player and what we're going to do or what have you. I don't think Pittsburgh's going to make the playoffs. And here's why. Mike Tomlin, with anyone, could will them to 5 or 6 wins. That attitude with the new coach won't be the same. That culture, that mentality won't be the same. So I have questions on, like, not necessarily how good they're going to be, but just that dog. They had a coach that had that dog, and they played that way. And no matter how bad they looked, they could squeeze out some wins and be in the mix at the end of the year, every year. I don't know if they're going to still have that.
Hey, Country Artists, Brad Paisley is coming to the FTL War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale in September. We want to send you there. Just be listening today at 12:40 p.m. for your chance to win. This is a Live Nation show. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. If you guys want to get at the show, 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. You guys can get in on the chat over there and get to it, everybody. I got to address something because I saw a tweet. I personally did not see this, so I just want to be clear about that. But this has been something that has been a topic near and dear to my heart. And that is during the Marlins broadcast, honesty, because
oh my goodness,
yeah. When I watch Marlins broadcasts, I expect honesty and integrity. And I saw something on Twitter that disturbed me because I can't imagine this being the case that they did this again, because I was upset about this many years ago. Yeah. And
you are real big on honesty in this particular arena with kids.
Right. You shouldn't make kids lie. And I don't think that's, I think it's important for you teach your kids honesty and you don't lie, or you don't besmirch them with lies on their name. And so many years ago,
hey, Brittany, you'll learn besmirched is a big one of his.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Besmirched. I know what besmirched means.
No.
He uses it a lot. Yeah, I know.
Yes.
So many years ago, probably like six seasons ago, Brittany, the Marlins had a catcher named Jorge Alfaro. He was one of the players they traded for, got in return for JT Realmuto, in exchange also for him and Sixto Sanchez. Both bums. Sixto Sanchez gave us like three good games and he was never good again. And then Jorge Alfaro, he was just a bad player. He was a catcher. And just, I mean, Augustin Ramirez made him look like Pudge Rodriguez, you know, like, it, you know, or he would make Augustin Ramirez look like Pudge Rodriguez. He just wasn't a very good player. And so have you ever seen these, Brittany, during like the Little League World Series? You know, they say to the kids, who's your favorite player? And like 90% of them say Shohei Ohtani, because yeah. You want to know something? Kids like the best player. Maybe we'll say a Fernando Tatis. Maybe one says Cal Raleigh. Maybe says Aaron Judge. You know, like the good players, the stars, Brittany. Right?
Yes.
That's what kids like. So many years ago, the Marlins were doing this thing where they'd profile local Little League players, right?
Yeah.
And one would think they would say, who's your favorite player? Oh, Christian Yelich, Jazz Chisholm, Giancarlo Stanton, Sandy Alcantara. Okay? And one of the kids said, my favorite player is Jorge Alfaro. And I'm like, that's just a flat out lie. That kid did not say that. There's no chance that kid said that.
Brittany, it's almost like you had to be there, because he did not hesitate. He did not stutter. He goes, absolutely not.
It's just not possible. It's not possible that anybody's favorite Marlin was Jorge Alfaro. It's just not you. Maybe he has things he likes about Jorge Alfaro. I don't know what those would have been because he stunk, but he said his favorite Marlin was Jorge Alfaro. It would be like me going to every Heat camp and I found a kid who said my favorite player is Vlad Golden. It just doesn't exist. It patently doesn't exist, unless there's like some Russian kid from Sunny Isles who's like, I love Ladislav. But other than that, it's just not possible. It's right. Not possible. Okay? Dade South says, if you ask me my favorite player when I was six, it was Chuck Carr. Not a big deal. Wrong, Dade South. Chuck Carr had flash, had sizzle. I would understand why Chuck Carr was your favorite player. Okay? So not a good example. Sorry, you're boxed in. My point being is, I did not see this for myself. I just want to be clear about this. I did not. All right? Dramatic zoom in aside. I did not see this for myself. I got to get the computer to the new camera to stop doing that. But I saw a tweet, and this is from Ryan DiPentima. And Ryan, he tweets out, and this has a lot of views. This is like 60,000 views, has 1,000 likes on Twitter. And he says, I don't want to call the Marlins TV broadcast liars, but there's simply no way that an 11-year-old girl's favorite Marlin is Christopher Morel.
I didn't even know that he was on the Marlins. I don't even know who that is.
And I got to say, he's 100% right. If Ryan did see that, and I have no reason to believe Ryan is a liar, because why would you tweet that?
Right.
Christopher Morel has arguably been the worst Marlin this year. He's terrible. Every time you need Christopher Morel to put a good at bat together, he grounds out on the first pitch.
Oh, that's the guy?
That's the guy.
Tobin will hit me up and go, uh-oh, here comes the ground ball.
I've worked several Marlins games, and I don't think I've heard that name.
Brittany, every time I bet Jacob Marcy stolen base, on the rare occasion Jacob Marcy does get on base, Christopher Morel is always there to ruin it, to ground out on the first pitch. He just is. So I've seen this, but I've been watching plenty of Marlins this year, and I'm like, oh, that's cute. Like most of the people have been like Sandy, Eury Pérez, Max Meyer. Even that's a little bit of a stretch, but okay. My favorite player is Connor Norby. or Kyle Stowers or Augustine Ramirez, or maybe Liam Hicks is getting some love now. Most people should like Xavier Edwards, Otto Lopez. There cannot be a person on God's green earth, unless it's Christopher Morel's daughter, that says my favorite player on the Marlins is Christopher Morel. It's not possible.
Right.
And it makes me think that the Marlins are up to their old tricks again, where they're putting fake presentation. Maybe she left it blank. Maybe she's like, hey, I'm Lucy and I play for, you know, the Hialeah Stallions, and my favorite player is blank. And so, like, you know what? We should give Christopher Morel some love. And let me ask you something. You think if you go up to Christopher Morel and he says Lucy from Hialeah is, hey, you're her favorite player, you think he believes you?
Probably not.
He probably knows. Not.
He knows.
I'm very confused as to why they continue to do this. Look, if you go and you ask 111-year-olds and 100 of them say Sandy Alcantara is their favorite Marlin, that's okay. When you watch the Little League World Series, 90% of the lineup's favorite player is Shohei Ohtani.
Right.
You know, it's crazy. But I think they're up to their old tricks again. Now I'm going to be watching. And so, look, I believe Ryan has set up the bat signal here. I'm going to be very clear about this, Marlins TV. Okay? I'm watching you guys like a hawk now. Okay? And I'm going to chart who the favorite players are. And if I see any shenanigans.
Wait, you're not charting hits.
I'm going to chart.
You're not charting stolen bases.
No.
You're charting favorite players.
Yeah, I'm charting this right now. And if I see anybody else say Christopher Morel's their favorite player, I'm flagging it. Okay? I'm flagging it.
How do you think they come to that name? They just.
I think that they're just like, you know who we haven't picked this year? Christopher Morel. And some producers like, we should just make it. That's not journalism. Okay, if they say their favorite player is ice cream, you say that's their favorite player.
Yeah, like no journalistic integrity whatsoever. Right.
Because there's just, it's not possible unless they're on the Morel family tree.
And you know what?
That's their favorite
Full
player.
Full circle moment. He was gifted to us by the Rays.
Yeah, of course.
Is that a
of
gift?
Of course.
Yeah, it's.
It was sarcasm.
No, look, he's just not been good. He's not been good for the Marlins this year. And it was a gamble. They were trying to like get him to go back to his old ways. A la Tim Anderson a couple of years ago, a la Matt Kemp when they brought him in, you know, but it just, yeah, it hasn't thrived for the
Yeah,
fish.
But I could buy the Matt Kemp thing. He was an MVP.
He was till Rihanna ruined him. He had too much love on the brain. Come on, that's a point. That's a point. That's a point. No,
that's not.
No, that's not.
Point
that's not,
for Toby.
Texas says, love, huh? Yeah, love. Anyway, I'm watching you, Marlins, all right? I'm not calling anybody liars, but I don't think Ryan's a liar, and so I'm going to be watching you guys like a hawk with these favorite player things, all right? Be on your P's and Q's, all right? No more funny business when it comes to these breakdowns. Tell the truth. Say who that. If 100 players, if 100 little leaguers come back and say Liam Hicks is their favorite player, you put Liam Hicks 100 times. No shenanigans.
Right. Wait. So she overlooked the guy leading Major League Baseball and just knocking the snot out of the
ball.
Well,
I think that's the point. I don't think she did this.
Right. No. Wait. Listen, this is not the first time Tobin has taken a pause. Now he's just, it's like upsetting him.
First
thing he goes is, that guy is not even good.
No, that's not possible. It's not good, and he's been a Marlin for 3 seconds. So, like, even if a player wasn't good, and they'd be like, oh, all right, well, that guy's been a Marlin forever. You know, I could understand. Like, if
right,
favorite
even if
player,
he wasn't playing, if he's, like, one of the names you associate with the Marlins, and you go, yeah, that's my favorite player, that's the only, yeah.
If somebody said Lake Bacher is my favorite player, I'm like, that's a little weird. What you know, person wants a reliever as their favorite player? But okay, like Lake Bacher's been a Marlin for like 2-3 years. All right, fine, I'll believe it. A guy who's been a Marlin for 3 seconds and he's been terrible? No, no, I can't accept that. I'm sorry. Dade South says, I don't see how Tobin can wax poetic about Mike Mordecai and not understand this. I'll tell you why. because I would never say Mike Mordecai is my favorite player. I would never say that. Listen, I could probably, if I told you I had the same feelings about Javier Sanoja that I do about Mike Mordecai. I love Javier Sanoja, but he's not my favorite player on the team. He actually might be my favorite player on the team. But if I was a little leaguer, if I was 11, Liam Hicks. I do like Liam Hicks. He won me a lot of money, but except when Brittany jinxes it. But I'm going to tell you right now, Javier Sanoja, if I was in a, there's no 11-year-old who's saying Javier Sanoja is their favorite player. It's just not possible. Right. It's not possible. That I would look at it with a skeptical eye. I'm like, really? Javier Sanoja? The guy
would
who plays
that? Would not question. See, I could imagine me and Tobin doing a broadcast and hearing that, and then we'd have to have follow-up questions.
Of course.
Like, how many games have you seen?
It makes me wonder if these are even real kids. Are they just using AI kids? Like, what's going on here?
Nobody in the booth even questions it.
No, they just, I didn't see this live. I'm reading a tweet.
Right, I saw the tweet too.
But I don't know how Kyle Seeloff reacted to it. I don't know. I'm just telling you, I read a tweet and it just brought me back to the Jorge Alfaro lie of 2020.
So the problem is with these guys being relatively new in the booth, they have to be kind of politically correct.
Well, nobody wants to call a kid a liar. You know,
well, not you go, they don't listen to this show. Then you like you do not.
Well, yeah, Tobin wishes not great things on children all the time.
Wait, no, wait.
Let me give you an example.
Oh, you want examples?
I'll give you an example. Golden State comes into town.
Exactly. That was going to be my example.
The Steph Curry jerseys.
Yep. The Luka jerseys.
If Golden State loses. Boy, does Tobin come in peacocking the next day.
I love that.
Snot-nosed little kid wear your Golden State jersey. Good. Yeah. Leave home sad.
I think you've said, like, I wish that kid nothing but the worst. Like, I think you've said that. You've said, I wish he cries. I hope they cry. You've said those things about children.
I hope they go home sad, and I hope their parents feel guilty. Yes. I don't mince words.
Oh, boy.
Well, Shreve, didn't Tobin call that little kid who flew to see Jimmy a bum? No, that was Frog Boy. That wasn't me. Speaking of Frog Boy.
Well, the kid that flew all over and made it seem like he had.
Yes.
And then we saw him at another game somewhere else.
Yeah.
He was, was his bit.
That's fraud. That's fraudulent.
That was his bit. But Frog Boy called him a bum. I did not. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!